Hi, where have you come from?
Originally from Melbourne and now living up here.
And what do you do up here now?
We have management rights. We own Port Douglas Apartments.
Okay. And you've got great expectations for today?
Oh, totally.
Totally.
Totality.
Totality.
Yes. Were you optimistic the last couple of days?
I'm forever the optimist, but there was reports that it was supposed to be quite terrible down here, and yesterday morning the high tide was actually right up to the, as you come in onto the beach. So we've got quite a bit of beach. I think the tide's still coming in, but I can't believe the sky's actually behaved itself. We can see stuff.
Yes.
So far.
So far. But it's that 2 minutes that's going to count, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. For sure.
Have you ever seen an eclipse before?
Only one. I was young. I don't remember where that was. I just remember being at school and it becoming light, then dark, then light again, and everybody going, wow, that was amazing.
Okay. Yeah, so. That would have been in Victoria.
No, Sydney. Sydney for me, yeah. Yeah. Okay. New South Wales boy, so. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for joining us on Southern FM.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
Have fun.
All right. What's your name?
Marg.
And have you seen an eclipse before?
Yes, we saw one when we were crossing the Nullarbor at Ceduna.
Oh, that would be 2002.
Yes. So yeah.
And where do you live now?
We live in Port Douglas.
And have you been sort of watching the skies the last few days?
Yes. Holding our breath, hoping it'll be nice, but unfortunately it might be a bit overcast.
Okay.
Hi, yeah, my name's Bruce. I'm also live in Port Douglas. And I was also in Ceduna with the eclipse in 2002, yeah. And strangely enough, Michael, who's all the way from Perth, he's come over with us to see the eclipse. He happened to be with us driving across the Nullarbor in the same year, and we didn't plan that. It was just by accident that we saw.
How lucky can you get?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm.
So yeah. You're from Perth then?
Yeah, I'm from Perth now, yeah.
And
you know, for a couple of weeks.
Have you come here especially for this?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah. They had 2 weeks in WA and I flew back with them. I got 2 weeks here and there, which includes this, and go back on Sunday. So.
Okay, well, I hope it works out well for
you. Yes, thank you very much.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Doff Kemp and I come from Ballarat.
And you've come specially for the eclipse?
Yes, also for a holiday. I guess it's a good excuse for a holiday. And I've seen an eclipse before when I was a child, but I can...
That would be the Victorian one?
Yeah, and I don't know what year that was.
You've got me there.
But I remember, I wasn't very old.
About 1978, I think, something like that, yes.
Really? I was? I don't know.
Yeah, I'll be embarrassed on the radio when that comes out, but yes.
I'm Ron Kemp, yeah, so we're just up to have a holiday and... Look at the eclipses, which is a bit of a non-event at the moment. The clouds covering the sun, and but anyway, it's fun watching all the people around.
The people.
Yeah. Have you been here for a few days now?
We have.
Yeah, we came here
4 days,
weekend.
I think. Yeah.
Well, it's better this morning than it has been the last few months.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Indeed.
It's beautiful on the beach.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah. The tide doesn't wash itself before it happens.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, and David, your turn.
And you've got your glasses on. What can you see at the moment?
Absolutely nothing, to be perfectly honest. I thought I might get a vague... Before we could see the sun rising, but now with that little bit of cloud there, I cannot see a thing. Maybe it's the man's hat in front of me. No, it's not. No, I can't see. The cloud is just in the wrong spot at the moment, but tell you what, it's exciting... Oh, sorry, it's exciting to see so many people on the beach.
Yes.
It really is. It's a great thing for Port Douglas, and... it is. It's an exciting time.
Yeah. And where are you from?
I'm from Ballarat, yes.
Yes.
And we come up here quite regularly, and Port's a beautiful place, but to see it with all these people here watching out there to hope that the cloud will lift, it's exciting. It's once in a lifetime as far as being up here. I have seen it when we were kids many, many years ago at home in Victoria, but I can't remember what year it was. But in those days, we didn't have the glasses, so you had to look at it through a pinhole in a piece of paper or something, and that was quite exciting too. But this is wonderful. I think it's starting to appear. It's starting to appear. I'll put the glasses.
Tell us what
on.
You see.
Right, I'll just pop them on. Still nothing. It's not quite bright enough.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure.
Oh, Kerry and Joe Taylor from Toowoomba.
Queensland.
Australia. Never seen a full eclipse before, but apparently my father did in the 1930s down in southeast Queensland, so I've always really wanted to see one.
Yes. And what have you seen so far?
Well, we saw the sun came up, but we haven't seen much so since because it's been sort of obscured by the clouds, but we're hoping that it comes out at the right time. And anyway, the rest of the sky is fairly clear, so a full eclipse, I think it should be fairly special.
And what do you guys do in Toowoomba?
I'm an administration officer. I just work at the General Hospital in Toowoomba. So, yeah, we just got a few weeks off to come up and have a special get-together for this up here. Yeah, good.
Have you been here a few days?
Yeah, we got up here on... Well, we left home probably about 10 days ago. We got to Port Douglas on Saturday. Yep. And we're here for the full week, so yeah, it's been lovely. First time up this way, so it's very nice.
And I suppose, like me, you've been anxiously watching the sky every morning.
Absolutely, yeah. You wake up in the middle of the night listening to see if it's raining or not. I wasn't sure if it was raining this morning, if it was the fan, but it was only the fan, thank goodness. So, yeah. So if that cloud would just lift a little bit, it'd be great. Because apart from the rest of it, it's beautiful out here this morning.
Mm. Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
No problems at all.
That's fine, yeah. I'm Keith and this is my wife Heather, and we've driven up from Townsville last night to see the totality, we hope. At Townsville we had 96%, but everything I've read on a total eclipse, 96% is a poor second to a totality. And so we've made the trip. We had our son's graduation formal ball last night, and so we went to that, to the start of that at least, and then after that we drove up. Yeah.
So you've been driving through the night?
Pretty much. We had an hour's sleep up here. By the time we dithered and decided it was too wet where we'd intended to go, which was Palm Cove. And we came further north, and then we weren't certain we were going to stop at Pebbly Beach, and we weren't certain of the aspect of that, and thought the headland might have been in the way of the sunrise. So we came all the way up here. And then neither of us had been to Port Douglas for years, and the place has grown beyond all imagination, and we couldn't find the beach for ages. So eventually, 4 o'clock in the morning, well, I think I think the beach is down there. We can hear the waves. We'll have a sleep. So here we are.
Oh, great. And what do you do in Townsville?
I'm a science teacher, but unfortunately I'm too sick to be at work today. I've had to get up here and get the healing effects of the eclipse on me.
Yeah. Oh, jolly good.
I can see the moon's nearly halfway excluded the sun.
My name's Paul and Aileen Scott. Yes. Both from Renfrew in Scotland, and this is our second eclipse. The first eclipse we saw 1999, I think, just north of Paris. It was fantastic. The atmosphere was amazing. We thought it would be nice, but until you actually see it, the atmosphere was absolutely brilliant. So we decided 2 years ago when we found this was on, we'd come because today I turned 50. So what's better than having an eclipse in Australia on your 50th birthday?
And have you been here a few days now?
Yeah, well, we arrived a couple of weeks ago. We're doing a long trip. We're away for a month, so we were doing Hong Kong, Perth, Alice Springs, Ayers Rock, then here, and then we travel on to Sydney, and then 3 or 4 days in Tokyo and Japan before we head back to Scotland. So it's like a world tour in a month.
And what was the eclipse like that you saw near Paris?
In Paris, it was weird because we had no accommodation. We just turned up in Paris and thought we'd find accommodation when we got there. We got the last 2 seats in the train heading to Rennes. And when we got to Rennes, we couldn't find accommodation. Eventually, some woman put us up in our son's bedroom. And she had loads of people. She had people in the bathroom who were sleeping in the garage who had been there from Switzerland, I think.
Spain.
There was a few families in the house, and she was really, really friendly. She made us dinner, and she taxied us into town. And on the night of the eclipse, it was cloudy until the last minute, and it just cleared, and we had a spectacular view of it. It was absolutely phenomenal. So we'd done it once, we thought we'd try and do it again.
Well, second time lucky, perhaps.
So it's not looking too good at the moment, is it?
No, there's a few gaps in the cloud. We've got a bit of time yet. It's got another 20 minutes or so, so hopefully it'll clear up. I just got a quick peek of it. It's about halfway over, so hopefully it'll clear up.
Oh, thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
You're welcome. Thanks.
It's Peter and Lynn Ward. We're from Sydney. This is my fifth eclipse. This is Lynn's second. And the gear I'm using today is a Losbandy tracking Starlapse drive, Canon 5D Mark III with a 500mm f4, which is currently running at actually about 750mm. We've got some Mylar filters on the front just to shoot the partial phases. But that's not doing much at the moment given the cloud. But hopefully, another half an hour, we can pop the filter off and start shooting at the totality phase.
You didn't consider going inland?
I did. Thought long and hard over it, but I think it was a toss of a coin. It was a case of, well, you know, it could be cloudy there. Or, who knows?
So are you optimistic at the moment or pessimistic?
Actually, I'm slightly optimistic because if you look at that cloud, it's slowly blowing to the north and there are more holes towards the south than there were earlier. And the sun's also getting a bit higher, so I think we might get something.
A little bit different to the last one we saw in Libya, which was beautiful, clear skies. We were very lucky on that occasion, having rained in the Sahara Desert the day before, but it cleared up beautifully for the eclipse that day. Hopefully we'll be able to see it again this time, but even with the cloud, it's still a beautiful event. Yeah, it's been great.
And what do you guys do when you're not chasing eclipses?
My day job's flying A380s for Qantas, but I also peddle a bit of telescope equipment on the side. But the irony is I actually flew up here on Virgin because everything was fully booked, so...
Even the professionals had to pay.
Well and truly, yes.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
It's been our pleasure. Nice to meet you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Hey. So my name is Claudia. I'm from Sydney, and we're up here with 1,000 other crazy people trying to get a glimpse of the eclipse. Hopefully the cloud will clear soon and we'll get to have a good look.
I see you're wearing the eclipse glasses.
I am.
Champagne.
And drinking champagne. It's important to protect your eyes.
And is this your first eclipse?
I remember one when I was a little girl, but I just remember the glasses. I don't remember having seen very much of it. So this is my first real one that I can remember, which is great.
Okay, and what do you do... What do you do at home?
I'm actually a scientist.
Great.
A people scientist. A people scientist. Not a space scientist. Yeah. Wow. Look at that.
Oh yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. How much is it covered at the moment?
I would say it's about two thirds uncovered, one third covered. So it's beautiful. Yeah. Amazing.
Your name?
Patrick.
Patrick Cameron. And where are you from, Patrick?
I'm from Castlemaine, near Melbourne. Yep.
Yes. And what equipment have you got here today?
I've got a hydrogen alpha filter fitted to a small refractor telescope. And the hydrogen alpha filter shows not only the surface of the sun, but the prominences and sunspots and active regions and all the granular surface of it. So through the telescope, you have this great... It looks like a giant orange crescent moon with the moon shadow coming over the sun, and there's a few sunspots there, and it looks spectacular.
Well, we'll let you get on with it then.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
We're Rosemary and Rob Howard, and we're from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. This is our first trip to Australia. We're loving it. Our first trip to Port Douglas. And we must be the only people in town that didn't realise there was going to be a total eclipse. So this whole thing's amazing. I can't believe the number of people that come from around the world just to see it. They seem to be eclipse groupies. They follow every eclipse, you know. So this is all new to us. So we're just here to enjoy it. We're glad we got up in time to see
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. Nice meeting
you.
My name's Alicia, and so far I've seen... I'm from Melbourne, and so far I've seen it's really pretty. It's like the moon, what it looks like, but it's the sun instead.
I know, it's amazing. I'm Justin, up from Melbourne. We planned this trip a little while ago, and it's amazing how many people are on the beach, just thousands that have come out for a natural event. It's like the scientists are cool for the one day of the decade. And it's a bit cloudy, but we can see the sun poking out every now and then. It looks amazing. You kind of feel the birds and the animals know that there's something in the air. There's something that's going to happen. It's going to be pretty amazing. Looking forward to it. It's only a few minutes away, actually.
Good, thanks.